Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Rob Sutton, Big J Oakerson in the goddamn studio. You like the way I said that?
I feel like you hiccuped when you
said
it.
No, I wanted to say it in a weird way.
Why?
I don't know.
Is this your new thing? You're wearing a different piece of clothes
yeah.
from your wardrobe every day?
Yeah. You don't like the shirt? It's a cool shirt.
Your fucking pace. I got to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
When you described to me in this episode what you're doing with your clothes mm-hmm. now, when I saw you from behind when I first came outside and knocked on the door,
mm-hmm.
it was exactly, is Ralph just putting on one new thing every day from his clothing?
That's funny.
Because none of it makes sense.
Wait till you see my jacket.
None of it makes sense.
Wait till you see my
what's
jacket.
What's the point of this?
I want to see if I like these things.
But why don't you pair them with things that it makes sense to go with? You're not supposed to wear anything buttoned down with joggers. What are you, fucking
oh,
Stifler?
Fuck yourself. I'll fucking jump over this table and beat the fuck out of you.
Shannon, support me and stop fucking texting.
Who are you texting? The prison guys?
Sorry, I'm here.
All right, the On the Gate guys.
She didn't even listen to that.
The On the Gate guys come in tonight. We also have Naomi and Ivy come in, two beautiful girls. We play taboo, prison taboo? Is that a fair way to put it?
There's nothing taboo in prison.
Is that probably true?
Oh, those prison guys are getting the chicks.
If you use the code SDR14 for the spring, you're going to get a 14-day free trial. SDR14, you get a 14-day free trial. Come in, log in, check out all the fucking shit that's on the network, gasdigital.com. But here it is right now, the prison tattoo episode of...
Prison Taboo.
Did I say tattoo?
You said tattoo. I heard that.
Can I leave?
You guys want a prison tattoo? Here it is, the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. This is a hit show, show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's weed, I beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's far, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
Alrighty, it is the SDR show, sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. Back in the studio with me again. We weren't together last week, which is always sad.
Did you go somewhere? Paris?
I went to, was that why? Yeah, but no, that wasn't why I wasn't here.
You go to Paris alone?
I went to Paris alone, but
no,
there
was
zero.
A gas digital trip.
It was a gas digital trip. That's why I wasn't here.
Did you go to the top of the Eiffel Tower by
Not the
yourself?
Top. Top was closed. The gas digital trip was this past week.
Did you have a romantic gondola ride?
I did, by
as
myself.
As a solo man?
Gondolas in Paris?
Damn,
you
dude.
Jackass.
You're lucky you weren't butt-fucked out there.
That Why? That would be awesome. The gas digital...
You know that's how they make brie.
The gas digital staff trip, 17 of us skiing up in the Poconos... I don't ski.
Wow, white privilege. Sorry,
yeah.
guys.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. My bad.
Boy, does the staff do a lot of drugs. Boy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's a lot of drugs.
Okay, yeah.
It's every drug. Shannon's the only one with me that's not drinking. Oh, and
I don't
Jorge.
Taking these things.
Nothing?
Well, what were they doing?
Heroin?
Name the drugs.
Mushrooms. Acid.
Right.
Molly.
Molly.
Damn.
No. Weed, obviously. Drinking, obviously.
Sure.
It was like a rave.
Coke? It's crazy. Yeah. Coke? Any Coke? Maybe? Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
It's wild.
Not my scene.
Not my scene at all.
Did you have fun?
I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
With a bunch of drug addicts around you?
Yeah, because they were all, you know, passed out, so I just had sex with all of them.
That's pretty cool. Well, at least jerk off in their luggage.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm there for. That's why I went.
Bad Girls Club, that shit, Ralph.
From a show on the network called On the Gate. On the network, On the Gate is Gio and Derek. Guys, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Gio Perez, Derek Dresher. I could have introduced them if you don't know their last names.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, Dresher and Perez.
Yeah, I said it already from memory.
I only knew it because I knew their first names. I didn't know the last name.
Yeah, good. Get on these guys' bad side right away.
They already
you know what their show's about?
They already don't like me.
No, we like
them. Oh, there was that time they were mad at me for something.
No, what? We weren't mad at you.
No, we weren't mad at you.
Oh,
we thought you were mad at us.
No, I've never mad at anybody.
Yeah.
Gio's got a knife in his boot.
On the Gate, you guys both were in prison.
Yes.
And you tell stories about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Did you guys meet in prison?
No.
No.
We met in comedy.
We met in comedy.
They were yelling at each other through the toilet.
Through the vent.
Hey, is this a good premise? JLB so stank.
You ever smell a woman's dorm?
And then to my left, who I think it's her third time on the show. Is that right?
Yeah.
Naomi Woods is back. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Yeah. And you brought a girlfriend who was here before, but was on the other side of the glass. Yeah, it is Ivy. Was. Make sure you're very close to the mic, Ivy. Thank you so much.
Ivy, how does it feel to be on the other side of the glass?
Ask these guys. They know that.
Now you're inside. Now you're trapped inside. You could take it out of the thing if you'd rather hold it, too.
Oh, no.
No, that's actually a pretty sensitive mic. That's good. By the way, so On the Gate has been going on for how long?
2.5 years.
Yeah.
Almost three.
Yeah.
And you, who conceptualized the idea of telling prison stories?
Gio.
Australia, I think.
Yeah.
Prison colony. Yeah.
Now, Gio wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And then.
Because we just talk jail stories. Because like, there's not a lot of comics that have that come from our past. So when you meet somebody, it's just like, yeah. I felt like a little kid. I was like, I finally have somebody I could play with.
Yeah. Are there other guys that I would be surprised that have been on your show? Like, oh, I don't know, he was in jail. Anyone?
No. Who have we had on that's like actually done time? Except for
nobody.
My friends.
Yeah, just Koss.
Koss, yeah.
A lot of comics have.
Did you guys interview that guy that killed a guy on the subway?
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! We got plenty of episodes that we had.
He didn't kill him.
Scrub.
He didn't kill him.
He's still alive.
Attempt murder.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Jay, what's the? Have you ever been scared of potentially being arrested, or did you ever get like detained of any way, shape, or form?
Oh yeah, no, I've been arrested several times. Oh, but I never like went to jail.
Never went to jail. You've been arrested.
But I've been arrested. Yeah.
It was girls.
Three nights in the tombs.
In the tombs.
Not 3 nights. That's a lie.
Three hours.
No, it was 17 hours. No, 27 hours. I was there for more than a day, but it was insane.
Yeah, the tomb sucks.
It was bad.
Yeah. Girls, sucks. Either of you ever been detained?
Yeah, I've been detained.
No.
And arraigned.
But not jail.
No jail time. Okay. I actually got out of it, yeah.
Shannon, nice. When you found out that these guys were both in jail, did it make you more attracted to them both?
I did know it before meeting them.
Okay.
So
they know that's your jam.
She already wrote to them.
We're not big enough.
She has pictures of Derek like this holding a dumbbell.
Whatever happened to that guy? The guy that was sending prison pics for a while, they got big and then he got small. Remember him?
Yeah, that's how it
then
ended.
Then he got just right.
Oh, okay, no, he got too small.
He was never just right.
He was never just right, that's true. I also very briefly met Shannon's parents. I dropped her off at her house.
Were they as weird as we're guessing?
Huh?
I'm just
have they been to jail?
No, I don't even know the answer. My dad used to do like underground like pit fighting.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I just don't know if he was ever arrested for
Where did he do that? In the Netherlands?
In Brooklyn.
Your father did underground pit fighting?
Yeah.
Definitely Brooklyn.
That's made up.
No, I swear to God.
No, but you're making that up.
Tell to his face. See what happens.
I swear to God because I remember
Shannon, just so you know right now. I'd fuck your father up.
Jay, I remember my earliest memory.
Get your father down here. That'll be our next SDR event. me v. Shannon's dad.
My earliest memory is him like crawling. Because like he lost a match and him like crawling up the stairs of our apartment and my mom sending me to my room so that she could take care of him after.
Did you please? I mean, why have we not had him on the show?
Yeah.
He's a cool dude. I think he'd be
happy. Of course he's a cool dude. Underground pit fighting.
Yeah, Shannon, let's bring him on the show.
Shannon, what are you afraid of men and penises? I actually don't know what the correlation is.
Sounds like it made sense.
Made sense to me.
He said it with such confidence. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Of course. Pit fighting, penises.
Jay, you should go to school for psychological stuff.
Criminal psychology.
Jay, you used to do, they would do a group thing with Bobby Kelly.
Settle down.
We go upstate and like skiing and stuff, right? Was that thing you guys did?
No.
A cabin or something?
No.
There was something. There was a cabin.
Very different thing. You're saying me, Sal, Ari, Christine, Ari's chick would go to, we'd like a weekend.
In a cabin somewhere.
No, skiing or anything. No, just, like,
I didn't ski.
Around,
yeah.
Just sitting around and like, just bullshitting.
The Poconos kind of a shithole, right?
Yeah.
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 It is.
The house was nice.
Yeah, the house was cool.
Is it dangerous? Is there crime and shit?
I mean, we were in a silly sprawling, it had 10 bedrooms. It had an indoor and an outdoor pool. It was cool.
Yeah.
But so I don't know what the other neighbor, I didn't leave.
How much money are you making on this show, Ralph?
So much. I steal from everybody.
I got to tell you, it's not reflecting in my payments.
By the way, Lewis signed a contract with me, never read it. He has no idea what he made.
fantastic.
I'm one of us is doing fine on Gas Digital.
He never even peeked at that thing.
He did not, by the way. Truth, I gave him the thing, he just signed it. End of story. He has no idea.
Damn.
I own Baby James.
He doesn't even own it anymore?
Yeah, pretty well. So when we were upstate, Poconos, I played a game that I never played before that I enjoyed called Taboo. And I thought it would be fun to play it tonight because we have like five or six games that we rotate.
Is this the game where you put your hand on my inner thigh?
Yeah.
And you ask me if I trust you until you touch my dick?
It's prison themed. So
girls, buggle up. It's about to get mad gay in here.
It's called Don't Tell Nobody. Nobody's going to believe you.
Yeah.
I'm not even sort of gay, but I never say die. You're going to be jacking me off before I say quit. I still trust you, I'll say.
I mean, within the last 30 minutes, Jay has touched my penis.
That's true. Really? The outline, too. And I right around his fucking weird jogging pants. Hey, Ralph, you're going to meet some pretty girls tonight. Why don't you throw in your best jogging pants?
These are, by the way, I was telling him earlier, I have this new deal with myself.
What?
That I'm wearing something I don't wear every day because there's so much shit sitting in my closet that I never wear.
You don't have to do that.
I'm doing it. These shirt I've never worn, these pants I've never worn, and my jacket
outside. There's a reason.
I've never worn.
They both suck.
This is nice.
It's...
You should try to wear all your clothes.
And if I don't wear, whatever I don't wear by the end of the year, I'm donating. That's my deal.
I don't even donate. I throw it out. Yeah. I don't want other people to be warm with my shit.
I think
I got my luggage stolen when I was younger, I go, great, there's be a bunch of bums rolling around in fucking 5X FUBU shirts. Nah, this is Wigger Jay. This is young Wigger Jay when I got that stolen.
The only thing I'm not counting is dress shirts because I only wear them when I have to.
Right.
So they stay. But
some of the running apparel.
Well, your age, you have to go to a lot of funerals.
A lot of funerals.
Like
no weddings.
No weddings at all.
Not with my fucking friends. What were you going to say?
Some of the running pants are just, they're too fucking tight. I mean, they're like.
These are not. These are comfortable.
Ralph's aren't tight, but if you just briefly touch, they're like saran wrap.
Yeah, if you grab my crotch, you're going to feel it. Shocking.
So if you grab Ralph's wiener, you can feel where the ridge of the head begins.
Yeah, especially if you spend a long time outlining it.
And then if you do this to the top of it. It gets bigger.
It's like you can see the pee hole.
Yeah, that's fine. So,
I don't think you're gay for that.
No.
You just reacted to the touch.
Yeah. But the fact that I went to make out with you made me a little...
That was gay.
Yeah. All right, so Shannon, because I think we're going to have a little bit of a hard time getting the rules straight because...
I'm going to try my best to
I'm also somewhat of an idiot. This is my third shot.
I've never played Taboo.
So it's basically password with words you can't say. Is that fair?
Let's not confuse it more because password is always a problem. So everybody has pieces of paper in front of them that are all different words. At the top is the word that you're trying to get your team to guess. Nobody should be looking at them, by the way. And then under... Oh, the girls can't hear me.
I think Jay can hear you, right?
Yeah, we hear.
They hear you.
Okay, so the top word is what you're trying to get your team to guess. And then the three words underneath the top word you can't say. You can't rhyme them, and you can't use them in the... You can't, like, use part of the word or whatever.
Like, the word is Ant-Man, you can't use the word ant.
Yeah.
You can't use the word Gant, rhymes with Gant.
Right. So, and you're trying to... Also, like, no charades, and you're trying to make everybody else guess the top word.
With one word?
No. You can keep going. You have 60 seconds to 60 go through.
Seconds
to go
time.
Through.
And you try getting as many words as possible.
Gotcha. Everybody gets one skip only for the whole thing, and there's enough for everybody to have one turn to deliver to their team.
I got it.
Any questions?
No.
17 of them. So Shannon and
also, let me just say, so the teams are, Team Ralph is Ralph, Derek, Ivy. Team Jay is Jay, Gio, Naomi.
Okay.
Everyone's on the opposite side from their team.
So,
so when you deliver someone
they get to keep
you honest.
I'm
going
to
make sure that he's not cheating.
Yes.
Yeah, you keep them honest.
Yeah. Does this work?
Yes.
Okay.
So you buzz them if they use one of the words, and then they have to move on to the next word.
Right. So, like, I'll see if he's cheating.
Yes.
She'll see if
it's
I'm
not
cheating.
Cheating. If you make a mistake, Rob, it's not always nefarious.
It's always nefarious when it's me, baby.
No, I will cheat.
Yeah.
And if you get it wrong, how are we doing the punishment with drinking and toplessness?
The girls drink, and you pull your cock out.
you've already felt it. We're halfway there.
Oh, yeah. Just pull your pants back really tight.
Show everybody what I've done to your penis, Ralph. What you don't know is I turned it into a giraffe balloon.
Right. After each round, so let's say we do the first round, whichever team has the lowest number of points from that round, that team will either drink or remove an article of clothing or take an edible.
Take an edible. Where did that come from?
That's for Derek.
I can't drink.
Okay. That's for Derek.
Yeah. Okay. So you're going to start.
All right. So I could pick the word now?
Yeah, but hold on. Not yet. I'm going to start the timer.
Sorry. And also, so he's going to put the word here so no one else can see it.
Right.
And on it is a list of words you can't say.
That I can't use as hints.
Yes, right. Exactly. Gotcha. Yeah. Right. One second.
You're delivering to us.
So like, for instance, I'm going to use a word that I don't think is on there. If the word is lawn, you may want to say grass. Right. You can't say, the grass would probably be on the list.
Ruff, you keep trying to explain it to us like we're retarded, I swear to God.
Wait, can you say like a phrase? Like if the word was...
Words, one word at a time. Yeah, you can't.
You can say like blank.
Yeah, blank, yeah.
Like I want to mow mine.
No, you could say like...
That's okay, yes, oh, she can do that.
A whole phrase?
Yes, you can say whatever you want as long as you don't use the words on the paper.
You just can't use words on the paper.
Okay. Fair enough.
And no rhyming.
And I'm going to look here. I'm going to make sure you're not cheating.
No rhyming.
No rhymes. I didn't know that. And then when we played out, they all yelled at me for that.
That's troublesome.
Okay, so I am going to start.
You put it like this. No, just that way. Just to you. I can see.
Yeah, because you don't want Naomi. You don't want Naomi to see.
I was watching.
Okay. All right, Naomi. Ready? I'm going to start the timer. In
so hard. It's one, okay. Two.
It's G-O-J Naomi. Okay.
Can I do act out?
No pressure.
No pantomime. No,
but I promise you, you really want to see Ralph's dick.
Okay. All right, I am starting. Ready to start in 3, 2, go.
All right. So, all right, this happens when you get out of jail. You get put on.
Parole.
Bam.
Just kidding.
We got
you're taking up their time.
Just keep going?
You're taking up their time.
She guessed.
She gets the word right.
Yeah, that's our team.
Oh, she's on our team.
What was the buzz? What just happened?
I know.
I thought I was on his so team.
Ralph,
no, it's me.
You fucked this up so royally from the get-go.
I hit the button by accident.
It's insane how much you fucked up.
Can you guess?
And I'm dumb.
I was like, team with you guys.
The reason why, Shannon, she guessed the word, she's on my team.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. This is only for his team, because if you guess it, you're giving their team a point.
Now we don't have enough words.
No, but
we don't have enough words.
This is the easiest one.
If she guessed it, the other team gets
you,
the point.
Yeah, you're on my team.
You gave us a point. Thank you. Thank you, Abby.
So we are on the same team.
Did she guess it?
She said it.
That, your team gets the point, because we can't waste words.
Okay, we're a team. Right. So sorry.
So we got the point, right?
No, we're a team.
No, it's okay. You got us the point.
No, we got the point.
Yeah, we get it.
Yes, Team J gets the point. All right, I'm going to continue the timer now.
So I keep picking another word.
Yeah, next word.
All
right. Oh, wait. Hold on. All right, go ahead.
All right. This is something you have after sex or after
cigarette?
A meal. Bam. Huh? You go there to read.
Library.
Bam. You
read
do
wasn't
this.
One of the words.
This is somebody that takes something from somebody.
Indian?
They're called.
Well, it's an Indian giver.
No, it's something. It's more of a legal term. When you take something,
you can pass once. By the way,
no. I'm gonna get this though. Fuck, and it happens to be your car.
Yes.
Repo.
Repo.
No. But it happens when something like a criminal takes it.
Stolen.
No.
Fucking. We should pass.
It's in the name of a video game. Can I do that?
Grand Theft Auto. Grand
theft. Theft.
All right. Time's up.
All right.
That was a good way to do that. It's in the name. I like that. That was smart.
Okay, so was that? Did you get the last one?
Good rap.
Yeah,
he did get it.
Okay, so it's four.
So we got four.
We're playing this in protest. This game is in protest. From the first.
I like the words you pick. It's so easy.
Fantastic work.
That was good.
I was trying to pick prison terms and also not make it too easy.
So now I'm going
to
give it on this side, so we go in groups of two. That makes more sense.
So now,
her and
Ivy and Ralph answer
are listening to him.
So we still,
but Jay is keeping him honest.
Jay is keeping him honest. So me and Ivy are both trying to get words.
Yes, correct. All right, 1 second. Let me know when you're ready, Jay. I mean, Derek. Sorry, ready?
I'm ready.
All right, I'm starting in 3,
Shannon, would you
2,
please?
Go.
This is something I didn't beat before I went to jail.
Your penis?
Charges?
No.
Case.
A person. A woman.
No.
Your girlfriend.
No.
Allegations.
You're close.
Who is?
Tribulations.
Trial.
There you go.
Oh, that was good. You got it. I was instant. I saw the word. I went.
This is what I slept in when I was incarcerated.
Cot. Floor. Mat.
It was like my area.
Cell.
Boom. We're gonna fucking catch you guys. I never got to have these. Instead, I would jerk off.
Porn.
No.
Magazines.
No.
Pictures.
It was when your significant other could come see you.
Oh, a conjugal visit.
Yep.
There you go.
Boom.
Ah.
Time's up.
Three.
Oh, is
it? We got
really?
Three. We would have gotten three. Four, but we gave them one by accident, so that was close.
Oh, damn. So what do I do with these? Get them out of here?
No, hold on to them.
You hold on to them.
So what's the, like, rules?
So now we have to drink, and you have to remove an article of clothing.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
And you're going to do an edible.
Yeah. I just ate one.
Oh, my Christ.
Well, have
the losing team.
So who's taking off clothes? Everyone?
Bring me those edibles that are in there.
I took my shirt off right now. We won.
I'm taking off this.
Okay.
I ain't taking my shirt off.
I took my shirt off.
Take your glasses off. Then you watch.
The hat. I'll take my pants off before I take my hat off, though.
Oh, that's a harsh tequila.
I'm going to be fucking smashed.
And you or I guess, deliver. Do you want to go?
It'll be you.
It should
be.
But that was that was your team that just went.
Right, so it shouldn't be me. It should be Jay.
It should be Jay.
It's our turn again.
Right.
You have to put the thing there.
Derek, you can keep
And now Derek, Derek, you keep him honest.
And girls, by the way, throw in some guesses there, for God's sake. She gave them a clue and then never said anything else.
That is pretty funny that the only time she said something was to give us a point.
Yeah. So now we are not guessing.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, can Jay hear? Jay, ready? I'm going to start in 3, 2, go.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Oh, come on.
Damn.
Cheating.
Damn.
It's a guy.
Fuck. Stressing me out.
Tells everybody what to do on the cell block.
A gang leader?
Two words. Pass. Pass. Yeah. Dude,
that's why. That's a newer one.
Getting away.
Escaping?
Boom.
That's cute how you did that together.
Oh.
The person who they talk to
lawyer
after a crime has been done to them.
Investigator, detective.
Crime has been done to them.
Oh, police?
Police.
They would tell you that the crime has been done to them. They're interviewing.
Journalists.
No. The
person, the victim.
The person
the
who
victim.
Had a bad thing. Yes.
Got
yes.
It.
Victim.
This person puts you away.
Judge.
Yes.
That's it.
Time's up.
Done.
Damn.
How many we got?
Is that three?
Three.
I passed on Pod Boss.
Yeah, Pod Boss. I would have never got Pod Boss.
Pod Boss?
That's like a West Coast thing.
Shannon watched 60 Days In and she fucked me.
I had to think of 40
and this is again
40 prison terms.
This is yours that I've done already, right?
No, I've done these already.
Okay, so now it's my turn. Yeah, hold those.
Keep
the pile separate.
Yeah, Pod Boss.
Okay, so now she's keeping me honest or he's keeping me honest. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, we can both
okay. Wait, here, you need the buzz.
One of them needs the buzzer.
You can buzz if you
want. No, you buzz. I don't want to buzz.
She doesn't like the pressure.
Yeah, it's too much.
All right, you ready? I'm starting in 3, 2, go.
Oops, it's upside down. Okay, I don't even know this here. A person who, I'm going to skip it because I don't even know how to do that one.
Humdity, dumdity, dumdity do.
When you commit a crime, the term used for when you go into the jail.
Sentenced.
Close. It's similar to that.
Incarcerated.
It would be also something that's in a library, but you add the...
booked.
There we go. Thank you very much. Not a misdemeanor.
Felony.
Okay. When you go to... you've committed the crime. You go talk to the police officer. And
Ivy, take it
question.
Ivy, take
you,
it.
Oh, shit.
Just you now, Ivy.
Wait.
Say the... give me a hint.
They're giving you questions... and you,
shit, interrogation.
I said the word.
Oh,
I said the word.
Oh, you said it. Oh, so I don't count.
If you had water in a bottle, what would you call that bottle?
Ivy, you got this.
If you were in the desert, what would
come
you
on,
canteen.
Ivy?
There you go.
Oh,
good.
Okay. A dollar and two quarters.
Ooh,
time's up.
Buck 50.
Yeah.
Fuck. Does that count?
No. No. At three.
That was good.
That's a scar.
Yeah. Buck 50.
Yeah.
Are you guys proud of me for that one?
Yeah, very good.
That was good.
Shannon, very good work.
What is a buck 50?
That was better than
that's a scar on your face.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They give you a scar.
By the way, I said one of the words.
Geo has one. See?
He didn't buzz me.
No, his buck 50. Buck 50's on
the
face.
I know.
He didn't buzz me, but I put myself out because I'm honest.
You said the word. What was the word? Can we talk?
Ask when it was interrogation.
Oh.
Okay, so listen. So that round is a tie. However, since Ralph did say a word on his thing, I think Team Ralph should have to do the
punch. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. It's a tie. It's
it
a push.
Sounds fair to me.
I'll eat a little bit more.
Fucking assholes. I hate everybody.
Is that the edible?
That means he has to take something off.
She took off a bracelet.
Taking off one bracelet. I got one left. So one left that I'm willing to take off. Anyway, this chain stays on.
Go in front of these criminals.
I didn't know. What was the word I didn't know at all? Hold on. It was...
Good call.
I don't know how to say correction officer. I don't know how to deal
CO.
With
it. No, hack.
That was on there.
You could call them hacks, correction too.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't know. Yeah, I wouldn't
Damn, Ralph, you're so white.
I'm so white. I'm so privileged.
Dude, you're just a cornball Jew kid.
I got the same amount you did, jackass.
I know.
All right, before we go any further, my voice is shot.
That's you, dude.
Have you ever done any time?
Yes.
Where? What jails?
Oh, the Spanish Inquisition.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's prison.
That is prison.
I did a little time in the Holocaust.
Wow, you really seem to know your
Auschwitz.
History.
I was really in Auschwitz a little bit.
All.
Yes. Rikers Island.
You're obviously over the age of 21 then.
What's the other one? Alcatraz.
Alcatraz?
Alcatraz.
Are you a magician?
Yes.
You make your prison time disappear?
Yes. I'll make your penis disappear into my fist.
If you want to get really high.
And who don't?
Go to YoDelta.com.
Yes.
You're going to stock up on vapes, gummies.
Yes. Only for whites. Am I correct, Ralph?
That's their slogan.
Just for whites.
Just for whites.
Stay off my Delta 8, Negro.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Well, did you learn that in Auschwitz?
Hey, it's the magic of post-production. That wasn't me. That was AI me.
That was AI you. Go to YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS. Get 25% off, not of your prison time, but of your vapes and gummies.
Yes, Delta 8. Now, big announcement, Ralph. Give me a drum roll. Now... For blacks. Yes. It comes full circle.
Get
That's when
ready,
the story
blacks.
Comes full circle.
Let's get back into it.
So now
also I'm Jewish.
Oh man.
Yeah, you guys never go to jail.
That's not true.
I've never
not those kind of jail.
Yeah.
Are you full Jew?
No.
Half.
Yeah.
Me too.
Mom's maiden name is Rosenberg though.
Gee.
Yeah, you can't get more Jewish.
Even so Jewier than me.
If you have to get into my bank account.
And it spreads through the mother. Judaism.
Yeah, so that sounds like it almost sounds a little vile.
No, my dad's Catholic
jizz comes from the mother.
It was taken in by my mother's Jewish womb.
Yeah. Both sides are Jews.
And wove me into a neurotic Jewish boy.
You didn't have a bar mitzvah, you said, right? No.
Nah, dude.
All right.
I'm still a boy.
Dude.
Oh, I know
Jewish faith. I'm still a boy.
We could go to Israel and get them done right on the spot.
Let's do it.
I'm fucking down.
Do you do anything Jewy?
Sure. I complain about cold weather.
No, you don't do anything. You don't do like celebrate Hanukkah or anything, do you?
I kvetch a lot. I light the candles and stuff.
You do? Sure. Wow, that's more than me. That's wild.
Yeah, and I'll say the prayer if I remember. But I'm literally doing that for like my grandmother and grandfather.
Right. My family didn't give a shit about any of that. We didn't do anything.
They were the only ones that did care. My mom, my mom puts up a menorah and stuff. But I mean, a menorah like on a shelf next to a Christmas tree.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom just dove right in.
All right, now you're going to give clues. Me, and you don't answer. I got this, and I'm going to keep you honest.
Okay.
All right, we ready?
Naomi.
I'm so sorry.
You're going to do so good at this. It's insane. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to blow your own mind with how fucking fantastic
really
you're about to be at this.
Okay.
All right.
Hey.
Okay.
All right, I'm starting the timer.
I'm already proud of you, whatever happens.
Yeah.
Starting the timer in 3, 2, go.
Okay.
Confusion. Questions.
You could see, this is something that could be in the ground.
Plant, tree.
It's
body
in the ground.
Roots.
Tunnel.
How did I say this?
You can only skip one. You can only skip one.
Okay, I'm gonna skip this one.
Oh no.
Okay. Where you go to have meals?
A chow hall.
No.
A cafeteria.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're cooking with gas now.
How you when the judge if you're not
guilty
blank then okay
you're doing fantastic
if somebody were to grab you and then they would get charged for that, what would that be called?
Assault.
No.
Rape.
If they were to
kidnap.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, we got it in. Oh, no. He got it in.
Okay. I don't think so.
By the way, the first one.
Yes, it's in.
The first one. If I would have said my ass or my vagina,
yeah. Settle down, Bob Barker.
It's the hole.
I didn't know how to say that.
Oh, if I would have said the box.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, but they wouldn't have got that either.
Yeah, true.
They wouldn't have got that either.
All right, so now, what did she get? Three?
Three, yes.
Wow, we're doing a lot of threes. One, four. The others are threes. Damn. Okay. Does that mean that, oh, wait, we didn't go yet, so we don't decide the winner?
No.
So an Ivy.
Wait, are these the ones that you did already?
No, all right. I haven't done these, and I did these.
Ivy?
Taboo.
This is the most pressure-filled moment you've ever felt in your life. Yeah. I'm not going to be as encouraging to her because she's not on our team. Okay. Ivy, if you blow this, the world is watching.
So this is to the two of us.
All right.
Jay's keeping you honest.
You both.
Wait, hey, Jay.
You ready?
I'm locked
hold
in.
Hold on, hold on.
I'm locked in.
All right, ready?
Yep. I am starting the timer in 3, 2, go.
Somebody in jail.
Inmate. Prisoner.
Correct. What holds you in?
Bars, prisoner.
Correct. Okay. Oh, the one who wards over.
Correctional officer.
No. Warden. Can't use the word.
Is that a no? Yeah. All right, well, there you go, over. He said it earlier, and it's when somebody grabs you and tries to, you know, do something.
Abduct?
Kidnapper?
The other one.
Rape. Correct. Rape. Oh, yeah. Gio Perez.
There you go. Ooh, I gotta skip this one. Right. Sorry, straight up. Okay, this is the other one that's not rape. It's
theft.
Not battery, but
murder. Assault.
Correct.
All right.
Keep going.
Damn. And then this is where you're sleeping in the set.
Oh.
Shit.
What was it?
Cot. Bunk.
Correct.
Yeah. We almost
forgot about the word.
I think she had the best round.
Best round. Yeah. We got four.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Four real points.
Four real points. And so that my math says we're tied right now.
Completely tied.
Wow.
So everyone has a few left.
We have a few left.
Here's what I think. Should
Wait,
all
why
of
only have one left? That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, but should all of the ones left, you guys pick one to represent your team and give all the ones left to
right.
them?
Right, let me see what's left. Hold on, that's a good idea.
No, but don't look at all of
no,
them.
No, but mine got mixed
right
up.
Now.
Mine got mixed up.
Then we can't do it. We can't use yours because you've looked at
okay,
all of them.
Okay, those are the ones I did.
But that's right. Okay.
Yeah,
so I'm giving all mine. She should be ours.
Ivy, yes.
Yeah, give her yours.
Okay, yeah. Give me.
Okay, and then who from
feed good.
Who from Team J wants to give?
Who
Not
from
me.
Team J?
Let me
Stop
do it.
Me. Okay,
you want to do it?
Yeah, do you have mattress?
Yeah, I got these three.
Here.
I feel like the motherfuckers are cheating somehow. I don't know how.
Jay, you take the thing.
Keep me honest.
So this is okay, for everything, gotta, right?
This is for all the marbles.
This is for the championship.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Before we do that, we won that round.
We did. So they have to.
Oh, so yes. He has to drink.
Yes. Yeah.
She has to drink.
Drank.
He has to drink.
I've been
drank,
drinking.
Drank.
Okay. I feel better now.
Okay.
White Claw. I'm going to blow an ex-boyfriend tonight.
You already rubbed my ding-dong. We're halfway
Sorry.
There.
I've been working on commercial jingles.
Before you...
Is that a good one?
Oh,
yeah, I like it.
Would that pop on a billboard if you saw it?
Can you spike this for me?
Yeah, sure.
Before you start, Gio, can you just scoot a little closer to Ralph? I'm getting your hat.
He's gangster.
There you go.
Sorry about that. Oh, I see.
All right, so Jay is going, right? You ready, Jay?
Let's do this.
Remember, we don't chime in.
No, feel free though. No.
You can't come at her anymore, dude. She's MVP of the
she
game
was great.
So far.
Yeah.
She saved your ass.
No shit.
She gave us our best round.
Right. And she made it also cost us a point, let's be honest.
And she gave us our best round. That's correct.
Exactly.
That's,
yeah.
So she is the MVP.
MVP, regardless.
Right. Not anymore. I got this now.
You got this.
Starting in 3, 2, go.
You make this to stab people with.
Shank.
Yep. You go to the
yard.
Yes.
God damn it.
These are too easy.
What the fuck?
Oh, he's going to get this one.
Fake vagina.
Pocket pussy. Susie.
Flesh
Your mother.
Shit.
Silly word.
Susie.
It repeats itself. It's
Fifi.
The one yep.
Oh, my God.
I've never heard of that.
Never heard that in my life. No.
You cross the border.
Mexican. Illegal immigrant. Illegal.
Wait.
You got it. Illegal. You got it.
What the fuck?
They live in the sewers.
Jewish people.
No, they live in the sewers.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes, they do.
What the fuck? How the fuck did you get that?
They live in the sewers. Who else is not the Jews?
When you're begging somebody, it's something you can do in court.
Done.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is slang for black people in the joint.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, I found a different thing.
I would never,
piano movers too.
I found a different thing for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles though.
What does it mean to you?
That
the hacks. Damn, the guards.
Yes, how yes. Many? That's a, when oh, they're the in riot piece. When they're in riot gear.
Yeah, but that was that's okay. In Rikers. They call them the turtles. Yeah.
We just put a five piece
so
on.
I figured you guys would
why
that.
Was that a prison theme?
Like, Jay got five.
The Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Let me
count. No, she meant the turtles for the guards.
He got this one. He got this one. He got this one.
It's the guards in the riot gear. I feel well,
Shannon. I feel like you let the clock run a little long.
Yeah. I didn't. It's on the screen.
No, it's on the screen, bro.
It's on the screen. All
right, all right. Right there. Okay, hold on. And then there was something else that you did.
There's one he passed.
Why are we? It's 5 points.
This is the test.
Oh, Shank.
Derek's testing.
Shank's too easy. So is Yard.
They're all ran. They're all random.
But that's part of jail.
Barely, just like, you go out to.
All right, so now it's down to us.
Yeah.
By the way, team,
5 pieces.
Team right. Ralph, do you also have like as many pieces left?
How many do you have? Don't look at them. Don't look
take
at them.
Five.
Just
take
them.
The top five.
No.
We got four.
Oh, only four?
All right. Give her some of yours, Jay.
Wait. Don't look at them.
Give her the
does anybody have anything that was
Jay? Jay can look at them. Jay can look at them.
Jay can look at them.
Just one.
No.
Give two. Give me two.
Give me those.
Give the easy pile that Jay had. That'd be great.
All right.
The let's... pop culture one with wait. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
How long is it? 60 seconds?
60 seconds.
Starting to feel
so now we have
edible.
To get, you and I have to get at least five.
Just to tie.
All
right.
It's insane.
I
can't believe Gio fucking did that well. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure everyone's used their passes, right?
Wow.
But you're so high.
Shots fired.
I didn't smoke. You see why I didn't smoke before the podcast?
On the gate.
He's on point.
He's on
the break.
By the way, they already hate me. Now they hate you.
Headlines. Guest ditch headlines.
Okay, it's Ralph and...
Derek.
Yes. Okay, I think we got this.
You think that's going to help now that you know our names?
And no passes.
No passes. You can't pass.
No pass.
Oh, you can't pass?
No, she already used hers.
Intimidating. Pass. I'm intimidated.
Jay passed, though.
Yeah, I don't think he used his before.
No, he didn't use a pass.
No, he did.
I'm just trying to make sure. I'm just trying to fucking
okay.
I'm keeping everybody honest here.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Starting in 3, 2, go.
Okay, this is like what you like to drink in the 1920s.
Hooch.
There you go. When you like.
Come on. Yes. Don't die on this.
What, no you, what you want to do to the pussy?
Kill it.
Fuck it.
Murder it.
There you go.
Yeah.
He got it.
Okay, somebody who is. Gonna get you put you in jail
a cop
cop an officer
snitch. Who's doing the who's doing it in court
a judge a lawyer
almost
other court officer
when you're like describing the crime like you're
witness
no the other guy
prosecutor
not yes
attorney
there you go.
Come on quick
okay this is when you are gonna go get their
rob
money.
Them robbery
but you're gonna do it like
steal.
Mm-mm.
Strong arm robbery.
You're gonna like
assault and robbery. No.
Taylor Swift says it in a song.
That's a
yes. Take it off.
What was it?
Almost Shakedown.
Shakedown. We lost.
Team James.
No!
Team James.
And the persecutor one.
You gave me clues.
I was having fun with the persecutor because I was like,
so,
got it.
As a stickler for the rules, I have to drink. You have to do an edible, and you have to.
Do I have to
topless.
Take
yeah,
off
sorry.
My
to top
take off my top?
Have
don't
to.
Worry.
Ralph, what
we,
kind
we
of
won't look.
Place are you
I
going?
Won't look.
Yeah, she will not leave here.
I would say forever. There we go. Yeah.
Can we play one more round?
If you have more papers, if you have more papers, you can.
But we have to do one, two, three, three first. Oh, also, yeah. Keep in mind.
What's going on? Who's winning?
That was fun.
We lost.
We won, baby.
We winnings. It was me, Naomi, yeah. And Gio.
Past tense, you guys won.
Once again, Ralph, you go into the L column.
I am, by the way, I think I have maybe five losses
you
over
Jay. You have a lot of
maybe
losses lately.
In between shows, you'd learn something.
How many losses? Do you know what the record is? You don't know the record. I think I'm down by like 6 or 7.
It's not. I haven't. I have to update it. Next week, I'll tell
but
you.
But it's at least that much? You don't
it
even
just
know.
Just like figures on that.
The
out.
Past at least 5 games Jay has won.
Because you're cheating.
She actually, and she cheats for you. I actually defy the odds.
That's amazing.
I didn't mean to give y'all that point. I really thought Gio was on my team. Really.
That's fair enough.
Can I just say it wasn't just that? That's not the point. That
yeah, we lost by 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost by 2. Yeah, because Jay pulled it off in the end.
It was going in anyway. But you could argue if we never got that point, you would have won the original game.
I would have never got Shakedown.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't get Shakedown.
That was tough.
Yeah.
Also, she said Taylor Swift sings that in a song?
She says, shake it off.
Oh, shake it off.
She said, like, shimmy. Like,
I don't know. I don't know how else to describe shake down.
Fucking
it's like,
yard.
I'm going to come get your money. Like, let me come.
She had shake down. He had yard.
So when the CEOs.
If we were on the same team, I would have got it because I would have been like, when they raid your cell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's what's supposed shake down.
Yeah, CEOs, yeah, well, they go
you guys
your
couldn't
shit.
Have been on the same team that
day. No, we would have.
I would have gone.
We should do jail Jeopardy, actually.
This was fun.
Just jail Jeopardy, me and you versus everybody.
Breakdown. I'm not happy about this.
You busted.
Mark, you lost. Hold on, Shannon. We need to start getting into cahoots together. I need to win six.
You're in cahoots. You're in cahoots. I defy the odds every time. And though Shannon leans the game to you.
Here's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, I won several games in a row. Then Jay accused me of cheating.
Yeah.
I felt bad one game and I threw a game and
you
lost
let
on
him
purpose.
Win.
And then since you know, that time, I have never won.
You know, I have one foot out the door, and you are just looking to butter up the other
says
foot.
The guy who, says the guy who just jerked me off out in the lounge.
That's different. That was pillow talk.
Shannon, where did you find Pod Boss?
So that Jay is right. That is from watching 60 Days
In. How
she
felt from 60 Days
In. I can't believe you didn't blow one of these guys.
I also knew that Jay was going to win because we watched the same crime stuff.
Over.
I don't watch any of this shit. I'm too upscale. I ain't fuck.
Upscale.
Yeah, I don't watch some of that shit. It's too trash.
Also, you said it said Shank?
Yeah.
I thought it was Shank. Shiv. Is that not?
That's also
both.
Yeah.
Okay.
They could be both.
Okay. Yeah. That's so, what white people.
Well, Ralph, you were in a Bulgarian prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was Russian. I was looking for women.
How long did you guys do time?
Total 4 years broken up. The longest.
Boy, that sounds like she was super turned on.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like playing with her strap.
I was going to see if her nipples tightened or got bigger depending on how long you
that
said.
That was wild.
She goes, I only did about a year.
How long did you guys do time? 9 years.
Well, I'm almost at. I was like 8 1/3.
And how much time do you spend in the box?
Not much. I spent my whole time being
incarcerated.
And you want
to spend more time in a box than us?
Yeah.
My whole time in, probably only a couple weeks. One time they sent me there for not working. I made it like 2 days. And,
you guys were not in the same prison.
No.
I was locked up in Long Island. Yeah. Okay. But I did 4 months in the box. That was torture.
Yeah.
In one shot?
Yeah, it was 4 months straight through.
That's wild.
Don't you start seeing shit?
Yeah, well, you start talking to yourself a little bit. You get a little crazy. You get a little crazy. Because you're only eating 3 times a day. They don't let you get commissary. So you're just starving for most of the day. So you
they
lose weight.
You
you're weak. You're sleeping all day.
Side note, you get shredded, which
guys
is kind
of
cool.
You know,
yeah, I was cut up. I had abs.
Are there any guys from the prison that you're still friends with now?
Yeah.
Lots of guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Do I still talk to people?
Yeah.
No, I cut them all the fuck off.
He cuts them off. You still friends with them?
Yeah, I see them. They live here.
He still works with them.
Yeah. We started a gym.
Is that your gym?
It only hires that. Well, I own a small part of it, but we only hire ex-cons. You could work there as long as you weren't a snitch or you did any sex stuff.
I would have been out of that immediately.
Can I say something? I don't know why you guys didn't go to Derek's gym to get
So here's what I was told. I was told Harrington
you were
asked
too much
them
of a pussy.
About guys to do the dating game. And they said there wasn't anyone that would do it.
Yeah, they were just like, nah. They looked
camera.
Up gas and they were like, these motherfuckers weird, man.
That's fair. Yeah.
That's fair.
I'm happy that you said they looked they up gas wrong. And not, not that they looked up me. I appreciate you
like, the girl, that. Like,
they were like,
nope.
They must have heard. They must have heard that I was feeling Rob's wiener over his joggers.
I'm definitely down to
man.
Do that. Nope.
Word spreads here quick. Hairy armpits. What? I never saw that coming.
She's like, I should have shaved today.
We got to do three firsts in a row. That's a lot. So let's hit the first, Shannon.
Oh no, there's more.
The name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We've asked every guest this since the dawn of time. You've answered this question.
Yeah.
So she is out. But we ask every guest their first experience.
Old news, Naomi. Sorry.
First concert
they
ever went to.
I guess your family now, dickhead.
First drug they ever did and first time they had sex. It doesn't have to be a rock concert.
Ralph, do me a favor. Give Naomi a noogie for me. Just a brother.
Please don't.
Just a brotherly noogie. Yeah.
You don't count anymore.
Give her a front wedgie.
No.
So we'll start with the first concert you ever. It doesn't have to be a rock concert. Just the first concert you ever went to.
Ivy. The first real show I went to was a tribute to Queen at the Bowery Ballroom, actually.
It tribute
was,
to Queen.
It was cool. Queen was not around. I was a child, and
was it all
the
like
2000s. But
stars doing it? Was it all like...
I don't know. Like, I was too young.
But how about a concert
it
that you
like
went to?
It was like a
real
show.
That you wanted,
that
you chose
I wanted
to
go to. I don't know. Probably like
first one, I don't know. I've been to so many shows, like I can't really think of the earliest one. I went to I guess like
John Denver.
Not John Denver, no.
Lady Gaga?
No.
Wasn't John Denver.
I don't know. I went to like Playboy Cardi at Knockdown Center with my ex-boyfriend. I don't know why I'm thinking of that one. Does that count?
It counts. That's
what was
fine.
That, like 6 months ago?
No.
Playboy Cardi?
No, that wasn't even like my, definitely wasn't my first. I've been to so many shows, like indie shows at like DIY venues and stuff in Brooklyn. Like, I don't know, like fucking like Rat King or like crap okay. like that.
We'll say a bevy of shows over the years. How about that? Yeah. Derek, first show you went to?
It was Full Blown Chaos, Hatebreed, and Unearth.
You know, Jamie Jost is on the network. Have you ever seen him here?
I've never seen him here, but I know who he is.
Yeah, because he used to come in and do a show once in a while.
He's missing a thumb.
Yeah, I didn't know
he
that.
He's missing a thumb.
From holding the microphone so hard?
No, but it's weird. It's his microphone hand, too, so he has to give it a little.
I always say, you know who's the singer of Hatebreed? This guy.
Wow, that's fucked up. That's actually that's fucked
thanks.
Up.
Thanks.
That's a good joke.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
I forget the name of the theater that was at, but it was a good show.
Gio?
It was at Jones Beach. I think it was Anger Management Tour, but like Eminem was headlining, and it was like Linkin Park and Eminem co-headlining.
Eminem's going on tour.
Was that?
Yeah.
I wonder if I was at that. Was that it was Papa Roach?
Might have been Papa Roach. Jay-Z came out to do Renegade, and he had like the whole, it was the Eminem, it was during the Eminem show. So he had like the carnival background and shit.
Yeah, with the Ferris wheel.
And the trampoline.
Was he wearing the hockey mask for that one?
No.
That was one
before that.
Yeah.
First Ralph's drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug.
Do you know Air Supply is? That was Ralph's first concert.
That was.
If you're wondering. If you don't know what Air Supply is, it's the music your great-great-grandparents fucked to.
My mom was it too. That's how I ended up doing it.
Ralph's mom was in
Air Supply, Run DMC, and Beastie Boys.
Wow, that's a hell of a show.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Well, they were all there?
No, those are my first
two. Who headlined?
First drug after weed, unless weed wasn't.
First drug after weed have to be cocaine.
Yeah.
All right.
Or,
how old were you?
I was like 16. 16.
Ralph, did you scream all right because you have just an old stepped on bag of Coke?
Yeah, I have it
in case random girls want to come and fuck you. You go, I actually have Coke. It's not 8 or 9 years old, if that's what you're worried about.
By the way, I didn't know if cocaine went bad or not.
Does it get bad? It does. I don't think.
Yeah, you find out when you give it to some confused girl, you wander back to your house. Ralph, I might call the cops on you one day.
You should.
I love you, but I don't trust you.
On this show, we do a drug once a year, right? And so I have the remnants of all those drugs sitting in my house. I've only did one dose of all of them. So I don't know if they go bad.
You just have one of everything?
I have like a lot left
like
over.
One cocaine,
a little
heroin.
Bit left over of all of it. Yeah, a little bit left over of everything. First drug
Ralph's
you ever did after weed.
A lot of cocaine.
Are you allowed
Ralph's
to do drugs on the show?
We do it, yeah. Not allowed, but then...
I mean, cocaine definitely for me too.
Won't let me smoke.
Next time I'll bring...
After weed and alcohol is probably 14.
14 for cocaine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, cocaine 16.
16. Yeah, no wonder you guys ended up in jail.
I only tried it twice.
Oh my God.
It was more for selling it. Than
I only tried it twice and it didn't do anything, and that's why I'm happy it didn't do anything. So I was like,
I didn't like it.
Good. I don't want to pick
I don't really feel anything when I do coke.
It just was it's not my thing. I'm a weed and I like the chill stuff.
Yeah, I'm a downer. I like
so
downers.
On my health show.
Except for like I do like Molly and stuff, but even though I do feel that's still more like, it doesn't make me want to go like run in the streets. It makes me want to talk a lot.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question.
Listen to music.
Yeah.
On the health show that I do lately, we've had a lot of people on that talking about the therapeutic side of ketamine, of microdosing mushrooms.
Fenoid
microdosing LSD. And I had a guy on today, and he's sending me a bunch of microdosing amounts.
Of ketamine.
Of LSD and mushroom.
Damn.
No K. Thank you.
I would want the K.
Ketamine,
I'm big ketamine.
Supposedly ketamine, you're supposed to do full doses.
With a doctor.
Okay. With a doctor for get the actual reparative.
Oh, they shoot you up with ketamine, right?
Fenoid's doing, they put a IV in your hand, and it's like for an hour, you're just like.
Yeah.
I would love to do that.
That's over on St. Mark's.
Yeah, it's like
we just had the leader.
Insurance will pay for it.
We just had a leader of that on the show.
For real?
Yeah.
Insurance will pay?
Yeah, ketamine now they will.
Yeah, ketamine's a.
But I'm getting LSD and mushroom microdoses sent to me this week. I don't know if you're interested in that at all.
Sure.
Mushrooms get stronger the older they get.
Everything we put forth in this show and Legion of Skanks and all the stuff, I get almost nothing from our sponsors.
Oh, that's funny. Well, it's always here.
I've created characters for them. I've done so many reads, and I am the most professional reader on this network. That,
except with hand gestures. Ivy, first time you had sex?
I was 14.
14. Was it a boyfriend?
It was a teacher. It was a boyfriend.
Was it a long-time relationship?
It was a relationship.
Dad's best friend?
He was 13. I was 14.
You piece of shit. He was a boy.
Yeah, he was. Like,
don't make that boy do man things.
I tried to have sex when I was 12, but I think my boyfriend felt
wasn't
guilty.
The same guy. It was the same guy?
Different guy. Oh, yeah.
You dump that nerd. You don't want to fuck a 12? Fucking queef. Hey, everyone, this kid's gay.
Spreading rumors in sixth grade class. Steve's gay.
He wouldn't even fuck me. He's just all nervous.
Well, he was older than me, so he definitely felt guilty. And he was like feeling a type of way. I tried to fuck him in his school.
How much older?
3 years.
Oh, that's not
so bad. He was like 15.
15, you were 12. You were 12? Like,
I was 12. So.
Yeah, that's if I was your dad, I'd be pissed off by 15.
I mean, none
sure.
of the 12 year girls I'm involved with are saying anything.
No. Well, they're from countries where that's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
I was mad.
First time you had sex?
14 also.
Wow. Was it you too? That'd be
no,
cool.
No, it was my friend's girlfriend's cousin.
Oh, your friend's girlfriend would have been cooler.
Yeah. No, but yeah, it was her cousin. It was cousin, and she was super overweight. She was fucking huge.
And you just, you all were together downstairs in a basement?
We slept over their place, and, like, we had sex.
Who initiated it?
I think I did.
Were you intoxicated?
Why are you looking at me like you want to fucking slap me, Jay? What's going on there?
We were talking about best friend's girlfriend. It made me think of Jesse's girl. And then I started thinking that...
The song?
You look like Rick Springfield.
That's great. He looks great now.
I didn't say you look bad. I said you look like Rick Springfield now.
I take that as a real positive.
Listen, if I was being funny, I would say you look like Rick Springfield now in a microwave. But that's not what I was here to do. I think you like Rick Springfield now. Do you have a picture of him?
I'll take it. That's fucking a good looking dude.
That's him now?
Yeah.
That's great. Heavily filtered.
All right, I'm fine.
That's AI. Ralph, you look like AI Rick Springfield.
All right, look at that. I love it.
Speedwagon.
I wish I looked that good. Look at that dude. He looks awesome. He's probably 65 too.
Yeah.
He does a good show on Sirius XM on 80s on 8.
Look at him. Jesus Christ.
Buddy, I wasn't insulting you.
I'd like my hair to go like salt and peppery like that. That's pretty cool.
Well, stop dyeing it.
I have one streak of gray somewhere.
Well, that's
here.
From when you saw a poltergeist.
Yeah, it scared the shit out of me. I was dating the Bride of Frankenstein and copied her.
You for real saw a ghost and went, no. Oh, I was like, holy shit.
Derek, what?
Yeah. First time you had sex.
Fucking edibles.
Derek,
man.
You hillbilly. Ralph, wait a second. You were scared by a ghost? We have never heard of that before? And you're not famous?
First time you had sex?
It was 12, but I don't count
11.
It. 11. Because she was my cousin.
So God.
So 14.
Two white claws and you're going to fucking talk
about it? No, that was a joke.
That
was a joke.
Two white claws.
That was a joke. It was 14.
No, I like that.
If you fuck somebody out of
this family,
you don't
get two white claws. He's not joking. That was 100% the truth.
He's only joking based on the reaction in the room.
We don't joke on that.
Well, my defense, my cousins are hot.
Yeah, you want to hear a hilarious...
No, the women in GL's family are smoking.
You guys want to hear a hilarious joke? I fucked my cousin. Isn't that hilarious? That's not the joke.
He didn't do it. It was in the delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ralph, the problem is it's all in the delivery.
All right, everybody, now we're going to all do our plugs. On the Gate, guys, do your plugs.
Listen, On the Gate, me and Gio Perez, subscribe on YouTube. And if you are not already subscribed to Gas, use code OTG.
OTG 14 now will get you a 14-day free trial.
Yes.
Oh, OTG 14. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Naomi, your plug?
It's just Lissa Palooza with, I think, like, 2 Z's. I don't know.
You don't know? Wow, it's good. Good plug.
Something.
Ivy?
You can follow me on Instagram. It's Ivy Blackshire. That's my full name.
S-H-I-R-E?
Correct.
Okay. Jay, your plugs.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. If you're listening live, next Thursday, me and the great Robert Kelly, Paramount Theater, Huntington, New York. You're coming to hang out, Gio.
I think I'm going to come too, by the way.
I live like 15 minutes from there.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun night. There's some tickets left for that. I think there's a lot of tickets left for it. It's an 1,100 seat room.
Well, I checked the website. It said limited.
Nice.
Said limited.
Yeah. We're doing all right.
They said these tickets aren't selling. Let's put limited up.
Yeah. Not a bad idea. Yeah. By the way, please. Yeah. Oh, you get tickets now because boy, oh boy. And then I'll be in West Nyack for the next two nights after that. And then I'm all over the place again. I'm going crazy. I have Jacksonville, I have Vegas, And then this whole summer, I'll be doing the Fully Loaded Tour with Burr Kreischer.
Oh, that's cool.
Every date, me and Dan Soder are both doing every date of that.
That's great.
Shit. It's going to be fun. Very fun tour. And then watch Dog Belly on YouTube. But Crowdwork special, man. I think I got four things, parts of it I want to put out. So we're going to take it to Netflix, see what that
goes. Oh, wow. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
If not, Netflix, it'll be on YouTube. And you guys can enjoy it for free. Just know, cost a lot.
So send money.
So don't even send money. By now, next year, let's be at the theater filled. What do you
turn
say?
On, if I get a
theater
for free again. YouTube super chat.
Cocksucker.
At least that. All right, Shannon, your plugs.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
Okay, so there's four people here I don't think we've asked this question to if they believe in ghosts. I don't think we asked Naomi when she was here.
We had to have.
Maybe, did we? I don't think we did. If it is, I don't remember the answer.
We did because when she was on with, I can't remember the girl's name.
Alex.
No. That's
Trinity?
Nope.
Doesn't matter.
But we definitely asked
her. All right, so we won't ask Naomi again. Fine. Fair enough. So we have three people here. Do they believe in ghosts? Do not chime in until all three of us answer. Based on his reaction, thinking I saw a ghost, I'm going to go yes. I'm going to go yes, no, yes.
I think so.
I say Naomi. You say Naomi. Which do you prefer?
It's Naomi because it's N-A.
I say Naomi?
Yeah, you
I don't care if it's Naomi.
Isn't it Naomi Watts?
Are you from,
she doesn't care
from New York, right?
She doesn't ever want to see you again. Doesn't matter what you call her.
She never corrected me once.
I say Naomi.
I
say Marone. People say Marin.
Also, keep in mind, I'm classier than all of you, so that's why. Okay, Jay?
Why? Because you're wearing pants you haven't worn.
Yeah, I'm wearing a really, really nice t-shirt.
Outdoor voices.
What a queef.
Jay? Ghosts?
Ghosts. Derek, no. Gio probably spiritually has to. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Shannon?
Okay, so Derek and Gio have been on my show before.
So she knows.
Yeah,
she knows.
So I'm not going to weigh in on them.
That's fine.
But
she knows.
Ivy, I feel like no.
Okay, so now, Ivy, yes or no?
Absolutely.
I got that one right. Yes or no?
Yes.
I'm right.
Yes.
I was two out of three. You were wrong.
And listen to their stories on The Thing Is podcasting.
Okay. Listen to their stories on The Thing Is podcasting.
Where I said, yeah. Gio, you said no?
Yes.
Yeah, you said yes, yes, yeah. No.
All of us.
No, I said yes. Right, for sure. I said no to Derek.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, fine. It was a push.
I thought Derek had his goddamn head screwed on straight.
You thought I was going to argue with Ralph when I was like, you seen a ghost?
Follow me, Stutz. You know, I didn't even think about moments ago.
Yeah, that's what I said. He was so excited. Follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton, my other podcast on health and wellness called The Good Sugar Podcast. Good Sugar, the store, is on 3rd Avenue and 69th Street. You see a big yellow sign, all vegan food, no single-use plastics. Go down, eat something healthy, do something good for the environment and for your body. It's doing really well over there. So come down to 3rd and 69th, the big yellow sign. You can't miss it. We are all running a Spartan race.
Single-use bathrooms, people can shoot up drugs and fuck.
No bathroom. No bathroom.
No bathroom. Boo. No bathroom. Protest.
No bathroom. Boo. We're all running a Spartan race. Janet, when's
Boo
the day? End of
sugar.
End of June?
June 22nd.
June 22nd, we're all running a Spartan race. If you DM me on Instagram, you can waive the $200 fee to come part of it. But right now, about 50 of us are going. If you want to run the Spartan race at Citi Field, it's a 5K.
When is it?
June 22nd.
Oh, we got time to train.
Yeah, there's a bunch of us going.
Do we have time? We got five time to train.
Okay. Just DM me on Instagram. I'm keeping a list of people.
Always miss it because if I have time to hang on. How much time do I have to train?
Months.
Months.
Okay, that's a decent amount of time to train, but I am busy some months. What months are we training?
All the months.
April, May.
Ooh.
If you want to come, just DM me on Instagram at I Am Ralph Sutton, and you waive that $200 fee, and it's a 5K. At Citi Field with obstacles. I think it's 15 obstacles.
I don't have time for that bullshit.
Wait, obstacles too? So yeah, it's not just running?
It's fun.
Yeah,
it's going to be like, you're going to be in water and
you
shit.
Guys, you get to climb the apple?
You climb like walls and shit.
You can watch it online.
The apple's
it
gone.
Looks like a nightmare.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I don't know.
They got rid of the apples. They got a whole nightmare.
Yeah, you do. Don't be pussies.
But
I do
want to
see Ralph. I do want to see Ralph's stupid face covered in mud.
They have that.
Going under a thing.
We add a song to the playlist every week, thestrshow.com/playlist. Kind of want an Air Supply because you're shitting on them.
I'm not shitting on them at all.
I felt like you were.
I said it was music
that my grandmother,
great grandparents, fucked too.
Yeah,
that's what I said it was.
Let's do it.
And it's true.
By the way, wait a minute.
Because Ralph, I want you to face something.
Yeah.
You're an older gentleman.
I know. No shit.
Okay. I know you think these girls come in and they see a young man.
Who says that? Not even a little bit.
Strapping young man.
I'm so well aware.
Young and virile. But you are currently 3 hours past the time you want to be asleep.
Dude.
You haven't eaten in 8 hours because that's when they start raising prices at the diners.
All of this is true.
Is that why you wear jogger pants to stay younger?
Stay young? No, no, because
no. So his wiener knocks around and always stays half hard. I know that move. I know that move. You piece of shit.
Shannon, play an Air Supply song. Get me in the mood. Whichever one you want, I'll let you pick. You want to do Lost in Love or maybe Making Love Out of Nothing at All? Making Love Out of Nothing at All. And this week, this Saturday on SDR, what's Aaron Shannon? The band Butterside, right?
No, that's what's releasing. Oh, it's the Dandy Warhols.
Oh, the Dandy Warhols. Fucking great band. Just saw them do an acoustic show.
Dandy Warhol?
Fucking awesome. Yeah, really? Dandy Warhols. Great band.
Pretty good.
They're really cool. And I went to go see an acoustic show with them. It was awesome. And we'll see everyone next time. Thank you, everybody. A round of applause for everybody. See you next time.
That was fun.
On the SDR show.
That was fun, man.
That's fun. I'm so pumped, my girls.
I know just how to scheme. I know just when to face the truth. And then I know just when to dream. And I know just where to touch you. And I know just what to prove. I know when to pull you closer. And I know when to let you loose. And I know the night is fading. And I know the time's gonna fly. And I'm never gonna tell you everything I gotta tell you. But I know I gotta give it a try. And I know the roads to riches. And I know the ways to fame. I know all the rules and then I know how to break them. And I always know the name of the game. But I don't know how to leave you. And I'll never let you fall. And I don't know how you do it. Making love out of nothing at all. 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 Out of nothing at all.
listening to the SDR Show.